Blog Talk Radio.
Live, I know the vibes, man. Old school style today, Watts. What's cracking, my G?
What's good, my brother? What's really good?
You know the vibes, man. Let's get into this, man. Ja Rule, Fat Joe. Last night, the verses, you and I, well-versed in these conversations. You know, we follow all the verses and everything. Talk to me, King. What was your take on the overall outcome of last night's festivities and shenanigans?
You know, after we did our initial talk on it, I went to him. I was like, yo, three, you know, Ja got like 17 certified, like, mainstream hits that everybody knows. And what's going to happen when he does them and everybody knows? On your recap, you talked about his performance, and he was going to outperform Joe. That mattered. That mattered. Breath control, lyricism, performance. It mattered. I also said he can counter Joe's hardcore stuff with It's Murder and Murdergram. And he did do that. So overall, people were just reminded that Ja Rule had hits.
What? Why did it feel like after a while watching the Versus King, it was a Ja Rule Versus featuring Fat Joe? Well, did you feel that way? Because I felt like that after a while.
Ja Rule had the crowd and he had the room, which is why I felt he clearly won. Like, I couldn't even let my 90s boom bap bag take away from what I was seeing. So, for example, if I like a Fat Joe verse better, I can't take away from the fact that when Ja Rule did Can I Get a What, the whole crowd went crazy and knew his verse.
Okay, are we going to separate the...
But there's no separating.
Can we separate the crowd, and can we separate us as hip-hop who know years? Let's be honest. I'm not trying to speak for you, but I speak for myself. How you feel? In this Ja Rule verse on Can I Get to Me? No, it doesn't.
I gave Ja Rule that verse because the energy and electricity and the way he performed it. I had to give it to him. I couldn't deny what I was seeing. And the place erupted when he did it. And he is a better live performer than Fat Joe. You said that. And this versus with a crowd, this is when it matters. When versus with nobody was there and you was in your studio by yourself and we was locked down, yeah. But now that you are moving the crowd, come on, right, man. You couldn't deny it. He did, Fat Joe did a doo-wop freestyle that only me and you knew about off
yes,
of Shook One.
That's a fact.
We were the only two people that knew that.
Let me ask you a question. Let's start from the tippity wise. Because you and I thought for the most part we was on point with all the songs that we felt Ja and Joe was going to do. Probably missed one or two here, but that's okay, right? First joint, Flo Jo. Fat Joe doing the first song, Flo Jo. We did ask the question, was he gonna set it off in his 90s bag? And he did that. Was that a great song for Joe to set off the festivities for his round one?
He had to do it. There was no way he could do it and not set it off with that. And I also told you, Ja Rule will respond to that with his Jay-Z song because he needed an official good song.
We had those songs written down in Murder.
No, I know that. And that's what we said. Remember we said that?
Right.
We said when he goes there, Ja can counter it. So what benefited Ja was, for the first 10 songs, Ja was able to rebuttal everything Joe did. That worked in Ja's favor, in my opinion.
All right, so Joe does Flo Jo, right? And Ja does Murdergram with DMX and Hov. Who are you giving that to?
I gave that debatable.
I said the same thing. I said this debatable, watch. But let me ask you this then. We like the Murdergram joint, but can we both be honest that we watch the Hov and X's verse a tad bit more than Josh? So the difference between like the song thing. And the verse.
I did not rock with Hov and X's verse more than Josh's verse. Ja was every bit as ill as they was on that song. To me,
because I hold X versus my more team. No. So you saying debatable on round one? All right,
absolutely
round
debatable.
Two, we spoke about this song, "Live My Life," and Josh, can I get a what? Watch, let me tell you, I got Fat Joe winning round two, "Live My Life."
But I gave it to Ja Rule because "Can I Get a What What" just rang off more. It was better performed. The energy in the crowd, it just was better.
You're right. Everything you're saying, you dead on, bro. I cannot dispute what you're saying. But what I'm asking once again, I'm going to ask you this question. Where do we separate the crowd from the actual verses?
You don't separate it. No, I understand that. But I don't separate it because the fact of the matter is this was visual and we watched Ja Rule rock the whole crowd. He threw that joint on. Everybody knew it. I'm not going to deny what I heard and what I saw. And then he performed it. And then he's a better performer. So
that's
the fact. Gave that to Ja.
And listen, Fat Joe, I understand you went and grabbed Jadakiss and them put on DJ Technician and you was on your Jadakiss bag and you was inspired Kiss in his verses. But let's be honest, Watts, it fell flat. He was trying to be Jadakiss 2.0 or the remix of Kiss, and it didn't work for Fat Joe tonight.
This is where Fat Joe completely, and this is where DJ Tech and whoever was telling him, the Lox and Jadakiss have a mixtape discography that meant everything to the streets. Some people who like the Lox, we will play their mixtape music more than their actual albums. That's how much they impacted us. They are mixtape street freestyle legends. Fat Joe was never that. He was never seen as that, and we never felt him as that. So even though me and you knew about his Shook Ones, like, it was so obvious he was trying to go the Shook Ones route. But, Joe, you got as nice as...
Let's not go Shook Ones yet. So you got Ja Rule winning round two, right, with Can I Get a Wall, right?
Yes.
All right, round three, Watts. Fat Joe does his verse off LL Cool J. I Shot You with Prodigy, Murray, Foxy, and all that. And Ja does the other joint, stayed in the X and Hov bag.
That was another debatable for me, man. That was another debatable because he matched Joe with some street raw hip-hop.
Right.
And I gave that a debatable.
And like you said a couple minutes ago, I agree with what you said about the rebuttals. I thought Ja Rule did a better rebuttal game. His rebuttal game was way better than battle rap, trying to be battle rap niggas out here. It was way better, much better, pardon me, than Joe Crack. You know what I mean? So why say debatable? Why? I would lean towards Joe a little bit, though. Can I do that? I know you said debatable. Am I wrong?
No. You know, yes, you can. Listen, when I say debatable, if someone says Fat Joe won, I'm not going to debate that. That's why it's a debatable. I have no issue with giving Fat Joe because I shot him at everything to me. But just like the whole X and Jigga joint was fire to me.
All right, watch that one. Something you spoke about a second ago, round four. He raps off more of these Shook Ones. He also does Big L song "The Enemy" and did another Red Cafe joint. So Fat Joe does three songs in round four, YT.
Paper Chasing is our Red Cafe. Thoughts three.
I thought, you're the first person I thought about. Let's keep it 100 on the show, definitely. Listen, I'm going to say this, though. I was happy to the Big L song. And Ja Rule, with all due respect, King, I wrote down on my notes how he was acting when Fat Joe did the Big L song. I actually love that song with Big L, so that shit meant as much as Joe Crap is getting beat up today, and I understand he deserves it to a degree, for him playing the Big L song, watch, I loved it.
That was the lowest moment for Ja Rule to disrespect that song, and then to act like you didn't know what it was.
Maybe he didn't know. How about that? Because we're not gonna act like these rappers on every goddamn hip hop song. That's
well, no. I know that. But man, that was a bad look for Ja Rule, because that was as raw as hip hop as you can get. And like you said, I respected the fact that he went to the enemy. I thought he was going to go Day One instead, because Day One was a more known song than the enemy. But for whatever it is, he decided to go with for the enemy, right, which is Primo and a dope song.
So let me ask you this. I just gave you three joints Fat Joe did in round four. You wrapped up the Marvin Shook Ones beat, Red Cafe joint, and the Big L song, The Enemy, right? Ja Rule does one song in round four, Watts, and it's Holla Holla.
And Ja Rule won with that one song.
Wow, Joe. That's bad, Joe. My bro gave, you know, Joe, this is when you know you're doing bad, son. Because Watson ain't the first person to say that also. My cousin said the same thing. Shout out to Steve also. They said the same thing to me this morning, that it's a shame, Fat Joe. You do three songs, even rap up, have the trick one beat, my nigga. And the general consensus is Ja Rule might have won that round.
The rebuttal was crazy. That's Ja Rule's first single. It was a standout single. It hit. And there was nothing Joe could do about it. Joe, let's be real. People, listen, man, a lot of people, first of all, people did not know where that Shook One freestyle came from. People act like Ja, act like, what is this? I thought we was doing hits, which was a corny move by Ja, and I'm calling them out. Mad corny. I thought we was doing hits. It was corny. Just saying that was corny and disrespectful. It was, you know why? Because no one was saying it was corny and disrespectful when the Locks was doing their mixtape shit. Nobody was calling that disrespectful, calling it where the hits at.
When niggas that was trying to be in shit.
Okay.
Well, 5 Watts, Fat Remy, she does her verse off M.O.P. And then her and Fat Joe, twins. And you and I spoke about doing twins, but you and I also said that Holly, this pun is not here, R.I.P. Christopher Rios. How do we feel about Remy Ma spitting verbatim puns lyrics on twins? Deep cover train. Shout out to Snoop and Dre.
I love it. And do you know what I thought about? You know what I thought about? I thought about when me and you were discussing Big Pun on the last show. We were discussing Big Pun in 98. And you just saw how ill a lyricist he was. Remy, you know, she did what Pun did. And it was dope. I thought it was a fire hip-hop moment. Her showing you. And then you really just seeing Pun was just insanity with the lyricism. So I loved it.
Okay. How do you feel about Joe letting her get Annie up off?
Dope. I love that too. I had no problem with that.
All right, so watch. Round five, we just said Fat Joe does Let Remy Do Annie Up, and they did the twins joint, right? Ja Rule does one song, Just Between Me and You, and the crowd goes crazy, verbatim singing Ja's songs. How are you, watch, going round five with twins and Annie Up against Ja's Just Between Me and You?
Clear Ja Rule win. Clear. It wasn't even close. It was a clear Ja Rule win. You already said why. That was his third biggest song ever. He came out there, and at this point, it was going to be nothing but hits. So Joe, the boom bap stuff was not going to work no more. He could play every 90s boom bap stuff he wanted, and he still Euro-stepped most of his boom bap stuff. Ja was
right,
clear. The energy was clear.
Round six, Fat Joe does All the Way Up, and Ja Rule does Living It Up.
Fat Joe wins with All the Way Up, no question about it. All the Way Up wins that one.
Okay. I go into round seven, watch Fat Joe does his verse of John Blaze. And what do you think about Fat Joe saying he's put Remy on and put this person on? He wasn't lying on certain things he was saying. And then Fat Joe plays a pun song, I'm Not a Player. And the song, Fat Joe's biggest reaction by round seven, watch, is a Big Pun song. You say what, sir?
I thought All the Way Up was his biggest. Got a bigger reaction than that, to be honest.
Nah, I'm going to disagree. You know why? I'm going to disagree with you because the crowd was singing, I'm a player verbatim. DJ
no,
Man,
I know, but
it was, He did not let the crowd get their balls over, let them say it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know, but
the crowd was kind of whack.
When he was like, "Yo, I executive produced it," you know, but it was dope though. You have to be a pun section of what Fat Joe's going to do, because that was such an important part of the TS era. So I didn't have a problem with that.
And like I said, Fat Joe's damn if he do, damn if he doesn't, because if he doesn't show pun love, niggas are going to be like, damn, you had the verse, you couldn't throw a pun joint on. And if he does, niggas are going to say, oh, you trying to jack pun and all that. So I thought Fat Joe was in a no-win situation with pun music, regardless.
No, come on. It's not a no-win situation. He had a five-year era with pun. He had to play pun.
But this is verses, though. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people were saying, like, why is he doing pun song? I saw that last night. You know what I mean?
And those people don't, and the people who said that don't, and the people who said that don't know nothing about hip hop, and they wasn't outside during that era.
And Round 7, Ja does a Yeah song. Can I get Fat? I get Fat Joe, John Blaze in Round 7.
Fat Joe did what? What song did Ja Rule do?
The Yeah song. The Say Yeah song.
Oh, it yeah, say yeah. No, you're right. Wait. Was that down there? No, I gave that to Fat Joe. You're right. I gave it to Fat Joe. Even though more people, they knew the Josh song more.
Right.
But I had to give it to Fat Joe. I had to give that one to Fat Joe, because that one I wasn't going to let Ja Rule slide past me.
All right. Let me keep moving here. Fat Joe Round 8 does the Murder Team Slow Down Crazy. You're killing them. The beat that does Belly and shit, old school beat.
Yep.
He does that, and then Ja Rule says he's going to bring someone out for the first time, and the first person Ja Rule brings out by Round 8, he brings out Little Mo, and they do We thought about that.
There was a body bag round. That was a body bag in a body bag round. That was a body bag in a body bag round.
Ja brings out Lil Mo. You know what I mean? And what do you
he rocked the crowd.
I like it too much.
Ja will rock the crowd with that one. That was a crowd shaker.
Body background. Ron, Fat Joe's playing an underground song, trying to get his data kiss on. But the crowd wasn't feeling that song. I don't even know that song. I didn't even listen to him like, this is some underground shit. I've heard this before, but I don't know the name of it. And I'm looking online, and I'm looking in the chat, and I'm looking at this is a crowd. No one seems to be going crazy over that song. And that's when Ja Rule in Round 9 does Thug Lovin'.
And Ja Rule got a free round that he won.
Yes.
He got a free round.
Did Joe drop the bag in Round 9?
Big time.
Drop the ball? Round 10, watch. He did his verse on All I Do Is Win. DJ Khaled, he does his verse on there. And Ja, what do you think about that?
I didn't like it at all, because you know, once Joe went into the DJ Khaled Miami bag, nothing meant anything to me. And that to me, that's when he really was throwing everything away. When he went into the Cool and Dre Miami, I Live Out Their Bag. None of that moved me.
Nah.
None of that moved me.
What do you think about Fat Joe? In between Ja, around 10, Fat Joe does his verse on All I Do Is Win, and then cuts Ja off 10 to say, hey, Ja, I'm about to take an intermission and go change my gear.
That was a bad look as far as I was concerned.
Okay.
Ja was like, yo, Dipset and Lox didn't do that. Like, what are we doing here? You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
And Fat Joe, you act like you went through something. Fly gear on it. I'm like, all right, I see why you went. My nigga, come on, that shit was like a windbreaker, my nigga. Like, what are you talking about? But then Ja, we thought about Ja showing Tupac love and doing a Pain song above the Rim soundtrack, though.
I thought it was dope. I thought it was dope, and I thought Ja Rule showed you rapping MC ability. He did Three Letterman performance bag. He went into a Three Letterman, I'm going to outperform Fat Joe back, and he did that with that song. That was a clear victory for Ja Rule. Clear.
Now we go to Round 11. Ja does the J Lo song that you and I spoke
now,
about.
Now wait a minute. Tell me. Didn't? Oh, so Ja Rule set off the. This is when Ja Rule went first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They switched basketball courts. If you want to say
right.
So Ja does the must be that, so I'll be like that. It's J-Lo's song, and Fat Joe does his song, the Luther Vandross sample song, the Kiss Me Better song that I do not like. Fat Joe, I don't care how many times you sample great 90s songs, I'm not jacking that. I gave Ja Rule Clear.
Ja Rule, first of all, it was Ja Rule Clear because the crowd knew that joint word for word. He had the crowd. Fat Joe, that song is so new, but that song didn't hit like that the way it might have hit somewhere else, as you could see with the crowd reaction. You really, you know, you did in DJ Khaled going crazy over that song. I guess you thought that's how it felt everywhere else. No. That was a clear win for Ja Rule.
In my T-Rock voice, watch, that shit was light, son. You know what I mean? So we're both in agreement. Ja got that round. Round 12, watts. Ja does the other Ashanti song, Mesmerize. And Fat Joe brings out, like you just said a second ago, he brings out Dre from Kool & Dre. Ja Rule with another win. Why are we doing this?
Boy, that was a body bag round for Ja. I remember that Kool & Dre album that Fat Joe dropped with Kool & Dre. And he really, you did that, and you jumped over your second album. You did nothing over your second album, but you gonna do your, but you did your Kool & Dre album? Mesmerize clearly got that out the paint.
This is what confuses me, because I'm sitting there like, somebody told me on Twitter this morning, go, oh, Fat Joe did real good on the second half of Verses. And I was like, son, were you writing down the songs? Because the songs I got written down, I would strongly disagree with that. I thought Ja Rule got stronger in the second half. He was already up in the first half by a couple points, but I thought he wanted to run.
Dog, I told everybody, Ja Rule didn't touch any of the Ashanti songs in the first half. That's when I knew it was over.
Great
for
point.
Joe. I knew it was
Great
over.
Point.
I knew it was over. Because she damn near MVP'd it at one point. Let's keep it real.
Yes, yes. I would concur with that. I would
yeah, so
that.
Fat Joe, you lost the first two rounds. That Kool & Dre joint, I mean, no.
We're not jacking that.
And it didn't win because Ashanti, when Ashanti came out for Mesmerize, the crowd went crazy.
Yeah, I went crazy too. Hi, Ashanti. How did
they and when Kool & Dre came out, the crowd was like, huh?
That shit was light. That didn't move me at all, son.
DJ Khaled.
Fat Joe, let's keep it real, son. I wish they would have passed in the pod a couple times when you were sitting there acting like your shit was John Blaze. Yeah, I'm going to use a nice time on y'all niggas. Like it was John Blaze and shit.
Yo, Swiss Beats and Busta. Swiss Beats and Busta was doing live.
I saw that.
You saw how they was looking? They was saying with me, and you were saying, this shit looking bad. They didn't even want to say it like that, but they was like, you can't deny the room. They was like, yeah, what's up with your man? Your man getting it. Swiss told Busta was like, I don't know, what are you going to, you know what I'm saying?
Don't worry, watch. Fat Joe will go in live on Instagram Live and try to give us some cockamamie story about he won the shit and he was doing this for Ja and he wanted Ja to get the look. And I feel like when Fat Joe said that at the end, I didn't really like that comment because you're trying to like play Ja a little bit though, Fat Joe.
Here's where you can't. But I like the way Ja was playing him back. Ja fought back the whole time. Because here's the thing. You know how I am with this hip-hop history shit. We cannot deny Ja was the hit maker during that era. He was the certified number one hit maker. And them hits, those hits cannot be denied. No one's going to forget about them. They hit when they was out. So Fat Joe trying to act like, yo, I'm doing this as a pity party and I'm giving you, well, you know what I'm saying, but yeah.
Round 13, watch. Ja does the song Love Is My Destiny, which is not one of my favorite songs. But that Fat Joe left the door open again. He does a Cardi B song.
Once again, I'm like, that was a round. I was
talk
like,
about
they both.
The ball at the 20-yard line, dogs.
That was a round that I was like, Fat Joe could have, Fat Joe, just do a song. I did not feel that Azuna song, man. And I guess
what,
to him.
But to be fair, Watts, we did mention the Cardi B song, though, when we did our when we spoke about our preview. We did mention the Cardi B song.
That song didn't hit to me, man. I know, but that song didn't hit to me.
But we did say he was going to play that song. You know what I mean? Because it's Cardi B. Let's call it what it is.
Did it hit
to
the crowd to you?
No, at all. Nothing for me. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Nothing for my soul. Nothing.
I know, man. God damn, this shit got dark in the second half.
Let me say, Watts, it got dark. I feel you want to say it got dark. Did it get dark?
God damn.
All right, watch. Round 14. Ja does Rainy Days with Mary J. Blige, and Fat Joe does his song with Chris Brown. Huh, you know where I'm going. Come on, son. You already know where I'm going.
Come on, Dad. Yo, let me tell you how much of a body bag. I'm giving that body background. How about that? I'm giving that a body background.
Something you said earlier, the crowd was singing Mary's Hook. Heavy Fat Joe.
They were singing her song. Josh sat down and was like, yo, I'm going to just let this play. Then he got up and was like, you know what? Let me kick my verse. Body bag them.
Dog! All right, watch round 15. A song that I said y'all was going to do. He did clap back. Talk to me.
I was shocked he did clap back.
I'm not shocked at all.
But it worked. He performed it. You know, that's a classic beat. And I respected it.
Here's my notes of Fat Joe. All right, round 15, John, let's clap back. Fat Joe went into a girl song, and it didn't hit. That's my notes. Round 15.
And that's exactly what happened. He went into a girl song, and it did not hit.
I was John, let's clap back. You trying to go in your girl bag while John is
Fat Joe, this is when your rebuttal supposed to be on point. Now you could go to one of your street joints. You can go to one of your street joints, man. God damn.
I got to speed up there. Round 16, Ja does a song that you and I say he's going to do, When I Cry with Little Mo, and Fat Joe brings out Nelly to do the him and Nelly song.
Now, check this out. I like the way Ja performed I Cry, so I'm going to give this a debatable because Nelly did turn that crowd up with that joint. So I'm giving that round a debatable.
No, sir. Nelly turned the crowd up when he get hot up in here. That's when he turned the crowd up, to be honest. Hey, Fat Joe, once again, somebody he brings out gets more reaction than you. But continue watching.
Okay, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I gave that debatable, but I thought Ja Rule outperformed him with Little Mo in the way they did it. Like, they performed the hell out of that song.
So basically, in round 16, it's Ja Rule versus Fat Joe and Nelly. Okay. If you want to go in that bag, all right. Round 17, watch Ja Rule brings Ashanti out and the Love You song. The Love You song. And Fat Joe also has Ashanti and does What's Love with Ja Rule on the song. And Ja Rule saying he wrote the song also. Talk to me.
Ja Rule said, I wrote the song. I should have kept it for myself. That was a Ja Rule round. Ja Rule wrote everything we heard. Ja Rule wrote everything we heard. And you know why we know it? Because when Fat Joe was talking all that shit, he never denied anything that Ja Rule said about writing them songs. When he was like, I wrote them songs. I should have kept that for myself. There was nothing Fat Joe could say about it.
Nothing.
And guess what, Fat Joe? Ja Rule gave you that hit.
When it came to that, he can't say nothing.
Ja Rule gave you that hit, B. Ja Rule gave you that hit. That was another Ja Rule round, man.
Yeah, thanks. Round 18, watch Ja does Always On Time with Ashanti. And Fat Joe does Make It Rain. I got Fat Joe winning round 18. Make It Rain for me.
I got Ja Rule clear on that.
Clear? I got Make It Rain.
Clear. I got clear. Always On Time.
I got
clear.
Fat Joe winning back-to-back rounds, 18 and 19. I'm going to keep it funky. Round 19, Ja does the other J-Lo song. Fat Joe does Lean Back. I'm going Lean Back.
Debatable.
Debate? Really, my nigga?
Because the crowd, like, the crowd loved I'm Real Better. The crowd sang I'm Real Better. And
back,
I'm Real was just
man.
As successful. Okay, you're going to leave that. I'm real. I gave that to Ja.
God bless you. I got Fat Joe winning.
I gave that to Ja. Yeah, because Ja's song hit better at the Garden. Word for word.
Better verse. I don't talk about the Rucker. Care about the Rucker. All that. Yeah, I know Fat Joe's verse. They verbatim. On Feeling Back with Remy Ma.
And the whole crowd knew J-Lo and Ja Rule's verse, so I gave that to Ja.
All right, so overall, we gave it Fat Joe his dub, right?
Fat Joe lost badly. Fat Joe lost badly. He lost badly. And this is the way people thought Fab and Jada was going to go, where Fab had all these girl songs he could do, and Jada couldn't do it because Jada didn't have the girl songs that could work. Ja Rule actually really had the girl songs that really hit. And these are not made-up girl songs that he just attempted. These were actual songs for the ladies that were big songs, and they 20-year-old songs. Like you said, these are classics because after 20 years, the people are singing it word for word. So I thought Fat Joe, and let me tell you something. I thought Fat Joe knew he was getting bodied. That's why he started talking very reckless. Remy started talking reckless because the reality of them hits in their face streak fucked them up. Because that's when they realized, oh, shit, this is what was really going on in 2000 and 2001 and in 2002. Yeah, Ja Rule was really that dude. And they got tight. And that's why they started talking reckless, F them girls, them crackhead bitches in the back. Like, they started talking crazy.
I didn't like that.
Because they was getting mad because they was losing.
Yeah, but I was whack. I feel you on that. This thing was whack. So,
Now, what do you think about Fat Joe doing nothing from the Terror Squad album, doing nothing from his second album?
I thought it was crazy. I thought he left a lot of stuff out. A lot of music out. A lot.
I thought DJ Tech and his game plan did not work.
Yo, how about this? Fat Joe did not do success.
Yeah, do you have it?
Fat Joe didn't do that gangster shit on Talk Dark on a Gina. Either.
Yo, you know how much dope songs he got on Don Cartagena that he just...
Yeah.
He just did Don Cartagena. That was it. That's the only song he did off of the album.
Fat Joe, you should have called me and Wiser for consultancy, man, because them joints you played, OB, nah.
Well, he did the Cool and Dre joint, so you should be happy. He did the Cool and Dre
that
joint.
That was terrible. No, I was not happy. I didn't have no Cool and Dre. I don't care if Fat Joe wrote...
So now I'm going to take this hot take. Ja Rule is made for verses in the building. He has the hits.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, he could have battled anybody because he has the hits that everybody knows.
Yep. All right. That's what it is. Watch, take us home, my G.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of Max Kellerman.
The home of Max Kellerman. Wow, are you enjoying the first take? Shenanigans, the festivities.
I think first take is unwatchable right now. Unwatchable. It feels like first take, but where's Max? That's what it feels like. Because it's the same guys they used to always have on the show when Max was there. So it's just like, you got these guys saying there's no Max.
You got rid of Max, but then asked his co-host, Keyshawn, to come on your show. Okay, Stephen, we got you, brother. We got you. We see you, King. All right, man. That's what it is, man. PSA Pop, man. It's your boy 3 and Watch. I know the vibes, man.